Okay, good. We know that the Fathers of Confederation were important to the story of Canada. The thing is, they were all men. I would like to point out that women also existed at this time, though they are not in the paintings. To prove that women existed, let us begin by examining the shirt collar of Sir John A. Macdonald. Who ironed this collar? A woman. Who darned the socks of William Henry Pope? His wife.
Thank you, dear.
Without these invisible, voiceless, nameless women, the big events of the past could not have taken place. In 1864, the women in the colonies of British North America could pour the tea and put on airs, churn the butter, and preserve the pears. But no woman, rich or poor, could vote, become a doctor, lawyer, minister, constable, or school trustee. A married woman could not own property or buy a train ticket without her husband's consent. In 1864, a woman in Canada was not considered a person. Still, when the Fathers of Confederation sailed off to Charlottetown, the women folk were expected to keep things going. This was the era of large families, when birth control was unreliable and, in fact, illegal. Women had to know something about everything, from convulsions to buffalo moths to cleanliness, putting up food for the winter, drying it, canning it, fixing things, being efficient, being perfect, being a poultry farmer. This was before the age of labor-saving devices like washing machines, sewing machines, mixmasters and sponge mops, hot running water, bread machines, disposable diapers, pantyhose, and store-bought clothes. It was a time when women of wealth were corseted within an inch of their lives. They couldn't breathe. Their bodies were swathed in layer upon layer of fabric. Only at the beach could they show bare ankles and feet. Oh, there were plenty of women, artists, agricultural specialists, writers, and musicians. They just didn't make it into the history books. But today, we can become anything we want, thanks to the bravery of our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends, thanks to women like Jenny Trout, Emily Stowe, Grace Lockhart, Clara Brett Martin, Tekulitik, The Famous Five, Mary Ann Shadd, Adelaide Hoodless, Agnes MacPhail, Therese Casgrain, Violet McNaughton, Catherine Colbeck, Kim Campbell, Jeanne Sauvé, Louise Arbour, Beverly McLaughlin, Nancy Orr, Agnes Nanogak, Emily Carr, Molly Boback, Mary Pratt, Joyce Weiland, Lynn Johnston, oh heck, Kathleen Parlow, Pauline Johnson, Buffy St. Marie, Joni Mitchell, K.D. Lang, Leona Boyd, Angèle Arsenault, Rita McNeil, Susanna Moody, Nellie McClung, Lucy Maud Montgomery, Joy Kogawa, Marie-Claire Blais, Rita Joe, Alice Munro, Margaret Dooley, Margaret Lawrence, Margaret Atwood, Fanny Rosenfeld, Hilda Ramscombe, Evelyn Henry, Jill Leon, Clara Hughes, Angela James, Joan Bamford, Elizabeth Smellie, Marguerite Bourgeois, Addie Aylstock, Lenora King, Lalita Malhotra, Roberta Bondar, Julie Payette, Viola Desmond, Sylvia Hamilton, Adrian Clarkson, Sukyung Lee, Eve Lambert, Carolyn Leaf, my mother, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends, women who have blazed the trail for us. We are standing on the shoulders of our mothers. Oh, I didn't. Well, I... Oh. Thank you for your attention. On the shoulders of our mothers.